Life-changing decisions. Hi, and welcome to the A&J PEI Treasures Eugene Simpson author blog post and podcast. I'm your host, Jean, coming to you from the beautiful province of Prince Edward Island, Canada. The blog post and podcast is an opinion piece and only reflects this author's opinion and not that of any other entity. I hold no designations in politics, economics, or medicine. I am retired from the mental health field, and I am a humanitarian and speak from that viewpoint only. Whether you agree or not, at least I hope it makes you think. Everyone has had something happen that changed the direction of their life. Some of us have had more than one. If you want to find out more, then stay tuned. When I was a child, one of my uncles came home. They all seemed somewhat concerned that I was such a quiet child. I guess I just never had a ton of stuff to say as an early teen or tween. I tended to take in everything around me. When my uncle came, he was quite enchanted with me and was one of my favorite uncles. This was mostly because he was always nice to his kids and he always was especially nice to me. On one of his visits, he brought a brand new little Instamatic Kodak camera. It was small and fit for little fingers. I was entranced by it. He wanted pictures of us, but I seemed to be happier to take pictures than to be in them. So he handed it to me and asked me to take the holiday photos. Much to my joy, when he left, he told me that if I would send him the photos from his vacation, I could keep the camera. That was my first contract job, also non-paying. I was beyond happy. I had a camera. I could take pictures. The camera invariably followed me on shorter and longer trips with my mother and from home to university, where I also took tons of photos. Not all my best work at university, but it was my fun. It followed me through my dating years. I still had it when I met my husband. Sadly, around that time, my camera kind of had its last breath and I had to leave it behind. But I carry the memories of that summer and the excitement of taking photographs of my uncle's holiday and all the pictures I took after that. Of course, my parents were happy to provide him with copies of his pictures. I was diligent to make sure that we brought the pictures to be developed so he could have them. I spent the next years training and getting ready for a profession. I took my studies mostly seriously. When I graduated my first degree, I couldn't find a teaching position. I tried every school district in the province. I was mostly told there were a few, if any, jobs, and they'd have to hire their part-time teachers and the on-call ones before they could even look at me. I can't remember who that letter came from, but that one meant something to me. Why? Because they took the time to be honest with me. I suppose nowadays the recipient of such a note would hit the press hard and expect to get something out of it. Even in those days, this was a frank and honest note, not the stuff made of political intrigue. Someone took the time to be frankly honest about my situation and not give me platitudes. So no jobs in teaching, unlikely to do bits and pieces teaching. After all, I had been a kid and I know what they did to substitute teachers, and I needed a job. So my then boyfriend and now husband was considering taking a course at a business college in Ontario. I applied to the secretarial school there and got in. I had considered going to university one more year, but it was mostly settled up till then. But then the twist of the wheel of fate. I spent more time studying. I met some interesting people, learned Faulkner shorthand from a wonderful gentleman who people whispered about his preferences and thought it was a joke, but I didn't care. He was nice and he showed an interest in me getting my shorthand down. It was hard to learn. He was also interested that I bring my typing speed up, so I worked hard at it. I graduated. I invited him to our wedding. He brought us a bottle opener from Buffalo. It was a kind gesture. I was happy just to have him attending. Fast forward, we ended up moving back east for a time. I never wanted to live outside of Eastern Canada. I was a maritime kid. I found Ontario too fast-paced. I found that things were too fast and people complained about tourists. I had no understanding of this. The perspective I always had been raised with was that they were the bread and butter of a lot of scenic areas. We never referred to them as dirty or unwashed. The attitude was hard for me to deal with. I found attitudes toward the Maritimes were deplorable the further west we moved. They thought Maritimers were lazy and didn't want to work. This also came from people with whom I worked and put in more effort than many. I didn't know of my medical condition then, so I couldn't understand how some could go and go and go, but I put in a fair battle. Was still not doing a lot of picture taking, mostly for fun and trips through the beautiful Rocky Mountains. Then came another twist of the wheel of fate. I had gotten very ill and ended up having to leave the counseling profession. I had several jobs, but one was working for an oil industry company. I actually liked the job well enough. They had a cat that was a boss. Okay, no, not really. The owner wasn't insane. He built the place from the ground up, but they had a cat that needed care and brought it to the office. I looked after it, as did others. I picked up a lot of jobs that were piled up because people didn't have the time to do them, but they needed to be done. Generally, it was stuff no one wanted to do as it was considered fiddly and time-consuming. The twist in the wheel of fate came during their Christmas party. My husband also worked there. They had a draw for Christmas. I wouldn't go into the draw because I was only contract and not staff. I'm also not one for being in front of the limelight. This is a long-standing thing. I was always happier behind the scenes than in front of cameras. Anyway, my husband happened to win the EOS camera. He had wanted a newer version. Once he tried it, he determined he liked his older one better. I inherited the new EOS, my first very own professional level camera. I had bought mostly Kodak because that is the brand I had from my uncle, and have a couple of mid-grade older ones that I also use depending on weather, distance to carry, etc. After a couple more jobs and the economy going a little wonky, we decided to move back home. There were several other things that made it a good time to move. I noticed around the area that I could smell a certain now legalized substance. The problem for me was that I was terribly allergic to it. I'd always thought I would love to live on Prince Edward Island by the water. We had visited it fairly frequently in our early marriage. So with this thought and goal, I was elated. We started looking for properties. We found one that was in our price range. We had it checked out long distance. It definitely needed work. It was very near the water, so that was the main thing. I always wanted to live near the water. My mother grew up near the ocean. I had always loved visiting her childhood home. So we found the place, we put the money down, and got ready to move out. This brings us to today, dear readers and listeners. All the training I've had helps me to get ideas for writing my blog post and gives me the experience of researching my ideas. I try, other than experiential blogs, to make sure I back up my ideas. I make my podcasts mostly as another method to make my blog post available to a whole different audience. I use my photography and ebooks, and for the blog posts, I put them on Twitter to share my beautiful island province with the world. Some of the topics of my photographs and ebooks are other provinces, but a lot of my recent ones come from Prince Edward Island and use photographs from the local area. There was a hiatus of travel during COVID. We're still not traveling much unless necessary, but if not for COVID, another twist in the wheel of fate, I would never have started writing. I would never have started to make a more serious interest in photography. I would not have opened the doors to making A&J PEI Treasures an online entity. I don't put a location because it exists only online, and I use it to give people something to think about, something to dream about, and try to encourage people to believe we can make this world a better place. I share what little wisdom and lessons I find along the way. Over time, I had a cheap camera, but didn't really do much with it. When digitals first started, I got my first digital, which was kind of a cheap version to try it out. I didn't know if I'd like it. I could see the value in being able to put pictures online and save them to various cards and memories. It can open up whole new worlds, and changes in various art can bring us forward. It gives us a record of history. As things progressed with digital cameras, I moved to the Kodak EasyShare, which I still use. One of them had an unfortunate incident where I dropped in the water as I tried to hand it to hubby. We hunted the net and finally found a replacement one. I was very disappointed when Kodak stopped making cameras. That was the brand that my uncle first gave me. One has to understand that change happens. Life moves forward. We might not always like change, but it's going to happen whether or not you agree with it. As William Shakespeare has said, the wheel has come full circle. Photography brings me joy. Even if I never get to be a professional photographer, I enjoy what I'm doing. What more could you want? As Hafez is credited with saying, don't be surprised at fortune's turns and twists. That wheel has spun 1,000 yarns before. So sometimes the more things change, the more they stay the same, and whether or not there is a purpose is up for grabs. Some say yes, some say no, and some just go along for the ride. Things change, yet they sometimes change in an up and down, ever-changing spiral, and much like the solar system, not exactly in exact circles. And I have a link to an article in my blog post and in my podcast write-up on the solar system not being a perfect circle. I've always had a soft spot for Monty Python, so I leave you with a fact check of their song On the Universe. Rather illuminating that the famous comedian troupe was actually pretty factual in some things, proving it never hurts to fact check. Things are always changing and evolving. You will have to accept it or regret it. And I have a link in my podcast write-up and in my blog post to the fact check on the Monty Python song On the Galaxy. Thank you for listening to my podcast and or reading my blog post, and thanks for your interest in ANJPEI Treasures. Keep watching for more ebooks and more formats. We're always working on something. Thank you. Our blog posts are available on WordPress and Goodreads. Podcasts are available on Anchor FM, iHeartRadio, Podchaser, and Amazon, just to name a few. All my ebooks can be found on Amazon and Smashwords. You can also find us on Twitter, YouTube, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. And I have links to all those in the write-up to my podcast and my blog post. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.